Welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. Currently, we are studying Jesus, listening for his voice. This study covers Mark chapter 7 through 13 and is a continuation of the previous study, Jesus experiencing his touch. And that study covers Mark chapters 1 through 6. If you are new to my podcast, I encourage you to go back and listen to not only the last Bible study, but several others that I hope will be a blessing to you. And just so you know, you can find the following Bible studies on my podcast: Living Victoriously in Difficult Times, Being a Disciple, Counting the Real Cost, Loving God and Others, The Heart of True Faith, and Jesus Experiencing His Touch. You can purchase any one of the Bible study workbooks by simply going online to Precept Ministries. The books are part of Precept's 40-minute Bible study series. I have included a link to their website in the description section of each episode. Also, you will notice as I read through the text, I will ask you to mark keywords and phrases. This method of Bible study allows us to carefully observe the text so that we can more effectively understand and interpret God's Word. And now, please open your Bibles and join me in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that we would hear your voice clearly. Let your Spirit be our teacher and guide as we study your word. In Jesus' name, amen. For those of you who have the workbook, please turn to page 24. And in the observation section, it says, many consider our next segment of scripture a pivotal point in the Gospel of Mark. Let's read it and see why. The markings that we're going to do today, it says here that we're going to continue to mark Jesus with a cross. We're going to double underline anything that indicates where the action is located. We're going to also mark every reference to the disciples with an arrow. And we're going to circle any indication of time. And last, we're going to mark Satan with a pitchfork. Okay? So again, we're looking at Mark chapter 8, and we're looking at verses 27 through 33. So that's Mark chapter 8, 27 through 33. Jesus went out, Mark Jesus, along with his disciples, so Mark his for Jesus, Mark disciples, to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way, he questioned his disciples, so double underline Caesarea Philippi. Mark he for Jesus, Mark his for Jesus and disciples, saying to them, mark them for disciples. Who do people say that I am? Mark I for Jesus. They told him, so mark they for disciples, him for Jesus. They told him, saying, John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, but others one of the prophets. And he continued by asking them, so mark he for Jesus, mark them for disciples. But who do you say that I am? So mark you for the disciples, I for Jesus. Peter answered and said to him, so I would say also mark Peter. He was one of the disciples. Mark him for Jesus. You are the Christ. So again, Peter answered and said to him, you are the Christ. And he warned them to tell no one about him. So mark he for Jesus, them for disciples, him for Jesus. Verse 31, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things. So mark he for Jesus, them for disciples. Mark the phrase Son of Man for Jesus. And continuing, and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. So I would say, please circle after 3 days. That's indication of time. Circle that, please. And after 3 days, rise again. And he was stating the matter plainly, mark he for Jesus. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Mark Peter for a disciple, mark him for Jesus, him also again for Jesus. And the last verse, but turning around and seeing his disciples, so Mark his for Jesus, Mark disciples, he rebuked Peter, so Mark he for Jesus, Mark Peter, and said, get behind me, Mark me for Jesus, get behind me, Satan, so Mark Satan with a pitchfork, for you, he was referring to Peter, so mark that as you would the other disciples, for you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but man's. So mark your, referring to Peter, the disciple. We had quite a few markings there, so I'm going to reread the text without interruption. Again, Mark chapter 8, verses 27 through 33. Jesus went out along with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he questioned his disciples, saying to them, who do people say that I am? They told him, saying, John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, but others one of the prophets. And he continued by questioning them, but who do you say that I am? Peter answered and said to him, you are the Christ. And he warned them to tell no one about him. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he was stating the matter plainly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning around and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, get behind me, Satan, for you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but man's. Okay. And as always, we have several discussion questions, but before that, there's an insight box on page 25, and it says, two cities in Israel bear the name Caesarea. Caesarea Maritime on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea, and Caesarea Philippi in the north at the foot of Mount Hermon. Caesarea Philippi was built by Herod Philip in honor of Julius Caesar. It was formerly called Panias, now Banias, that's B-A-N-I-A-S, Banias, as this was the place of the shrine of Pan, a Roman god. Okay, the very first question says, what two questions did Jesus ask his disciples? And they were, of course, as we read in verse 27, and also in verse 29, the first was, who do people say that I am? And the second, he asked the disciples directly, who do you say that I am? Okay. Also, we have another insight box that I like to share with you before we move on to the second question. And it says here, Christos is the Greek word that parallels the Hebrew word Messiah, and that spelling is M-A-S-I-A-H, and we also spell that as Messiah, M-E-S-S-I-A-H. It means the anointed one of God. Okay, so moving on to the next question, it says, how important do you think it is that an individual knows who Jesus is? Explain your answer. Well, I certainly think it's vitally important for each one of us to know who Jesus is. Knowing the Jesus of the Bible and not what man says is crucial. Based on our knowledge and understanding of who Jesus truly is, that is essential in determining whether or not someone will make a decision to follow him. Okay. The next question, which is on page 26, says, how did Jesus refer to himself in verse 31? What did he want the disciples to know about his future? Jesus referred to himself as the Son of Man. And going back to verse 31, it says here, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. Okay, so clearly he wanted the disciples to know what was about to happen, what was going to happen in his future. Okay, moving on to the next question, it says here, According to verse 31, what must the Son of Man do? Number the sequence of events in the text. The first has been numbered for you, and I address those events as I just shared with you, verse 31. So once again, looking at verse 31, the first item was marked, the first event was marked already in the book, which was he will suffer many things. The second, he would be rejected by the religious leaders, which would include, as it says here, the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes. And the third, he would be killed. And the last, he would be resurrected. It says, and after 3 days, he would rise again. Okay. Also, regarding the Son of Man, there's an insight box that I like to share with you on pages 26 and 27. So let me read that. It says, Son of Man is believed to be a messianic title taken from Daniel 7, verses 13 and 14, which describes how one like a Son of Man, a human being, comes to the Ancient of Days and is given dominion, glory, and a kingdom that all the peoples, nations, and men of every language might serve him. His is an everlasting kingdom that will not be destroyed nor pass away. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus repeatedly referred to himself as the Son of Man. In fact, the phrase Son of Man is used more than 300 times in the New Testament, the majority spoken by Jesus. Mark 8:31 is the second use of the phrase in this gospel. The first occurrence is in Mark chapter 2, when Jesus told his listeners that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, that was found in verse 10, and that he is the Lord of the Sabbath, and that was referenced in verse 28. You will see it more frequently used from this point on in Mark. When you come across the term, remember that as a man, a human being, Jesus fully understands what it is to live in a body of flesh like ours and yet be without sin. Question 5 says, how did Jesus address Peter in verse 33 and why? What did Peter want to prevent? How does that relate to the purpose of the Son of Man? Well, in verse 33, it says, but turning around and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, get behind me, Satan, for you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but man's. So this is in response to Peter's attempt to rebuke him that we saw in verse 32. And let me read that as well. It says here, and he was stating the matter plainly, meaning Jesus, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. So Peter did not want to hear that he would have to suffer, that he would be rejected, that Jesus would be killed, and that so he did not want that to happen. He didn't understand clearly that that needed to happen because that was the will of God. But also, of course, we know the final event would be that Jesus would be resurrected after 3 days. He would rise again, it says clearly, as we saw in verse 31. Okay, moving on to the last question, it says, who do you personally believe Jesus is and why? Let me repeat that. Who do you personally believe Jesus is and why? So that's certainly a question that we all have to ask ourselves. And we had a similar question about that earlier. And that second question that I mentioned was, how important do you think it is that an individual knows who Jesus is? So again, that's a crucial question that we need to ask, because that determines whether or not we will make that choice to follow him. I believe that Jesus is the promised Messiah, the Savior of the world, and I believe also that the Bible is true, and Scripture tells us that God showed his love for us when he sent his only Son into the world to give us life, each one of us. I am going to conclude our study for today. I pray that today's lesson was a blessing to you. If so, I encourage you to share this Bible study with a friend. And if you would like to share your thoughts on today's verses, please leave a comment wherever you listen to An Encouraged Heart. For those of you who are new listeners, you can find An Encouraged Heart on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, and several other social media platforms. You can even ask Alexa to play An Encouraged Heart on Apple Podcast. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.